Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
It's one final volleyball match this season for the Nemaha Central Thunder, eliminated from bracket play tomorrow. Nemaha Central will end their volleyball season taking on the Goodland Cowgirls here in the final match today. It's 3A State live from Hutchinson Sports Arena, along with studio engineer Brian Hurt. Justin Fluke, glad to be back with you. A little bit later than expected because we just witnessed a three-set match, but it was Cheney defeating the Goodland team that Nemaha Central's about to face. Cheney defeated Goodland after losing the first set 22-25 by scores of 25-12 and then 27-25. It was a thriller, but that means that Cheney and Heritage Christian are both 2-0 and have both advanced to tomorrow. They will play each other to see who wins the pool in the final match later today. That also means Nemaha Central and Goodland are both 0-2 in pool play, so they've been eliminated from tomorrow, but that is the match that's coming up next, as both teams will try to end their season with a victory. For Nemaha Central, now 36 wins and 8 losses on the year. The number 7 seed coming into this loaded state tournament, taking on Goodland with their 2 losses today, now having a record of 37 wins against 5 losses this campaign. Goodland came into the state tournament having won 17 in a row. They were a top 4 team here at 3A State last season, making it back to the state tournament here this year. So Nemaha Central and Goodland, a game of pride and a chance to get one more win, especially for seniors on the rosters of these two respective programs. Let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll get to the players and get set for this state final matchup. It's Nemaha Central and Goodland coming up next here on 103.9 KNZA and also streaming worldwide and free online at msdsports.net.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine expertise means we treat you like family. With locations in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland, and same-day appointments, we bring whole health to the whole family. Call 785-889-4272 for an appointment or visit chcsks.org for more info on how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community. The Highland Community College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production, so make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
KNZA.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Justin Fluke with you. Quick update from Dodge City, by the way, if you're following along with other state volleyball coverage on 92.1, it is Centralia, one win, one loss in pool play. Centralia still has a chance to advance to the semifinals tomorrow, but they got to beat Little River. That'll be their final match coming up over on our sister station in Seneca. Coming up here, it's Nemaha Central and Goodland, a game for pride, as these two teams both 0-2 on the day and have been eliminated from the semifinals tomorrow. Told you Goodland's record, 37-5. The Cowgirls have five different players with at least 100 kills, so a pretty balanced squad. They have four players at 5'11 and two others at 5'10, so this Goodland team is also pretty tall that Nemaha Central will be facing here today. For the Thunder, they play pretty well against Cheney to start the day. They were tied 21-all in each of the two games they played against Cheney, but ended up losing the games 25-21 and then 25-23. Nemaha Central did not play very well at all against Heritage Christian as they lost 25-20 and then 25-17. So you certainly hope that they can come out and play better than that, find a way to end their season on a positive note, especially for a good group of five senior girls, including Mackenzie Henry, Taryn Ganstrom, Madison Lorcher, Anna Bartoski, and Cassidy Rethman among the five seniors for Nemaha Central, playing their final match here today. For head coach Jessica Cook, who's over 600 career wins, and for Nemaha Central, of course, here at the state volleyball tournament for the fifth time in 6 years and the eighth time in the last 10 years for Nemaha Central volleyball. So Nemaha Central and Goodland and the Thunder will be on the opposite side of the court that they were on earlier today in their matches against Cheney and Heritage Christian. So Nemaha Central still in the purple jerseys, but now on the right side of the court as I sit here at the net. Goodland in the black uniforms with the gold numerals and letters will be hitting it from left to right. Goodland from the Great Western Athletic Conference. They won their league this season. Their head coach is Angie Brumbaugh. We're set. Ganstrom, Henry, and Ellie Ruschke in the back row. It's Reagan Garrity up front along with Cassidy Rethman and Addie Holthouse for the Thunder. Mackenzie Henry will serve. Nemaha Central starts with the serve. It'll go right to left, and we'll get this match started here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. And an air serve wide to the right as Ruschke taps the top of her chest, says my bad, on the first serve of this contest. Now serving for Goodland, it is Emma Lehman. She's one of the five different players with over 100 kills on the season. Nemaha Central has to float it across to the libero Brooklyn Ivins. And now the spike for Goodland, dug out of there by Ganstrom in the back row. It's set over the net by Nemaha Central. Now Goodland will dink it, and nobody there for the Thunder. Just over the blocks in the middle of the court, the dink by Lindsay Kerr. So it's Talexa Weider with 326 kills leading Goodland. Jaxie Michek, 243 kills, and Lindsay Kerr with 234. The leaders on this Goodland squad. Here's a big hit by Addie Holthouse, but just a bit long as she missed it out of bounds. Put a bit too much on it. The first few points of this match now all belong to Goodland. Goodland will serve it again, leading 2-0. Emma Lehman puts it in play. The set went backwards, missed time. Rethman had to stop in her tracks and bump it over, but it was out of bounds. And it's 3-0, Goodland leading Nemaha Central. Goodland coming off that tough loss in three sets to Cheney. They won the first game against Cheney and had a chance in the second set and again in the third set before falling 27-25. That was a heartbreaker for Goodland just a moment ago. And now a double hit called on the set by Mackenzie Henry will put Goodland out in front 4-0. Nemaha Central had an hour break after playing back-to-back matches earlier today. So they've had a chance to regroup and now trying to kind of get going and find things and shake off some rust. As a miss hit there by Reagan Garrity, and a substitution is going to be made. Cassidy Rethman is going out, and in for Nemaha Central is Madison Lorcher. First time we've seen her today. Lorcher, the junior, making her first appearance at the state tournament as Nemaha Central trails 6-0. Addie Holthouse winds up. The hit for Goodland into the net, but then bumped across on the third hit. Nice save. Now tried to set it over the net, but unable to do so as Henry. That's four hits on the Thunder, and it's Goodland 7, Nemaha Central 0. Nemaha Central coaches tapping near their heart, saying, come on, show some heart. play with some spirit and enthusiasm, have some fun. Here's a dink, and it's down and in. It's Madison Lorcher. They get the first point to get the Thunder on the board after a 7-0 Goodland start to the contest. Now Nemahoff Central will have the serve. It is Ganstrom on the near side. There's been a couple three-set matches in the other pool. Smoky Valley and Beloit have been the top teams so far. They're both 2-0, I believe, in that pool play on the other side. And a spike that is down and in for Goodland. The kill will go to Lindsay Cure again, and it's 8-1 at Cowgirls in front. Serving is Jaxie Michik. J-A-X-I. Jaxie. I haven't seen that girl's name until today. Here's a spike by Addie Holthouse. Jaxie keeps it alive. Tapped over the net by Goodland. Now on a third hit. Nemahoff Central able to get it back across. Good job by Ruschke. Set to the far side. Big spike that time by Alexa Weider. And it's off Nemahon out of bounds. Cowgirls earn another point and now lead 9-1 as Coach Cook has to be thinking about a timeout to try to hit the reset button here and hope for some kind of mulligan. This time that set to Holthouse, so has to stop and tap it over. Now three hits for Goodland, and it goes underneath the net. As Nemahoff gets that point, they will substitute in Anna Bartoski, and also into the game is Lillian Shulians. Shulians will serve. She's one of the setters besides Mackenzie Henry for this Nemahoff Central squad. Both girls now with over 400 assists on the year. Julian's with a nice, good serve, handled by Haley Bierman, who just checked in for Goodland a moment ago. And now the hit out as Ganstrom dove for it but missed, and it went just out. Aaron saying, hey, let me know if you see that one better than I did. As she dove at it and missed, but it was fortunate for the Thunders. The ball landed just out behind the line. Nemahoff Central now trailing 9-3. Here's a little no-look tap across by Olivia Lehman. Nemahoff sets it up to the far side to Samantha Nordis. Now hit back by Jaxie Michik. Nemahoff will go with the spike bar Bartoski, and that's down and in. Anna Bartoski getting the spike and the kill as Nemahoff's back within five. Julians will serve it a second straight time. Deep to the back to the libero, Brooke Ivins. And this hit into the net. Goodland unable to pull it out. Now Nemahoff trailing a little bit ago, 9-1, is down only 9-5. A third serve for Shulian, short, diving save by Goodland of the net, and now tapped over by Talexa Weider, but a double hit called there on Goodland. Now it's 9-7. Nemahoff getting right back in this. Another serve by Shulian, bumped up by Cure and hit over by Weider. Underneath it are the Thunder. Now they set Bartoski, comes to the near side, but it's saved by Goodland. They get the ball back to Weider, winds up, can't put it away. Nemahoff's hit goes backwards, backwards a second time. Ganstrom and Ruski both flying out of bounds on that back row and unable to keep the ball in play. Goodland gets point number 10, and Lindsay Cure goes back to serve for the Cowgirls dressed in black. Ganstrom's first hit near the net is set by Shulians, and a Goodland block. Teaming up for the stuff, it was Olivia Lehman and Jaxie Michik. 11-6, Goodland leads. Serve for Lindsay Cure. To Ruschke, the set, Shulians goes back set, right in the middle, boy, high hop. That was a nice big hit by Samantha Nordis. She got all of that one. Nordis with the kill. Ella Larkin makes her first appearance of the match. She comes in with the Thunder trailing 11-7. Serve to the libero, Bierman. Now bumped up, spiked from the back row into the net. Missed there by Michik. And it's now 11-8. 3 points as close as Nemahoff Central's been able to get since spotting Goodland. A 7-0 lead. This hit goes over the net. Goodland will set it up. And another set to the far side. And a hard hit by Talexa Weider. Point for Goodland. Into the front row comes Emma Lehman. So Emma and Olivia, a junior and a senior, sisters on this squad for the Cowgirls. Olivia serves. Set to the near side for the Thunder, and it's blocked, but it falls on the Cowgirl side right in front of Maya Nemechek. Two sophomores that play, but the rest are mainly juniors. There's only two seniors on this Goodland team, so still a fairly young squad, not as young as Heritage Christian, and a spike for another point for Goodland, who increases the lead back to four. Gannstrom checks into the back row, replacing Samantha Nordis. The libero in the blue jersey for Coach Cook. Holthaus in the back row as well as Bartoski. Now the spike, and that's down in front of the block. The Thunder get that point with Madison Lorcher there at the net. 13-10. Goodland, who jumped out to a 7-0 start. Still in control. The Thunder looking to make a run. Serving it is Mackenzie Henry. Deep in the back row. High set for Goodland. Winding up right side. Big hit by Lehman, but Nemaw digs it out. Now on their third hit, it's tapped over the net by Bartoski. Top trap back by Goodland. Holthaus pops it up. Gannstrom sets it. And a running spike by Ella Larkin that's down on the floor. Ella Larkin puts one away, and the Thunder are within two. 13-11 now our score. Mackenzie Henry serving again. That one might have been going out. Goodland hit it right near the net. Pushed back down by Ella Larkin. So a couple nice plays by Larkin. That serve receive was bumped back over the net by Goodland, and the Thunder can tie it up with a point right here. Trail 9-1. But now only down 13-12. Goodland sets it near side. Spike down the line by Lehman is dug out. Nemaw sets it in the middle, and Reagan Garrity goes way up high to put it down low. We're tied at 13. What a rally here for Nemaw Central. Coach Cook never used a timeout. Trailing 7-0 and then down 9-1. They've knotted this puppy at 13. Serve across the court by Mackenzie Henry again. Set back to the left. The spike by Mychek is dug out. Nemaw goes the two-hand push across by Larkin. It's bumped near the net, and the Cowgirls can't dig it out. A couple girls feeling like they were in the way of each other there. Neither one unable to call for it or get a clean shot at it for Goodland, as now Nemaw Central has the lead, 14-13. Serve hit the net and went on over. Left serve, the Thunder will take it with the eight. Henry still serving, and a timeout by Goodland coach Angie Brumbaugh. We'll take it as well, a 30-second break. What a comeback for Nemaw Central, now leading 15-13 here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Farmers, SureCrop Fertilizers in Seneca, Kansas are ready to work for you. Take advantage today of great pre-season and truckload discounts, as well as flexible financing options. Balance your crop's nutritional needs and plan your farm's success. Balanced crops are healthy crops. Healthy crops are optimum yields. Call 800-635-4743 today to get your crops off to a great start. SureCrop, 800-635-4743.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along the studio engineer, Brian Hurt, Justin Fluke back with you. Now the pride and the heart starting to shove these Nemaw Central Lady Thunder. Trailing 7-0 and 9-1, the Thunder have come back to take the lead. 15-13 out of an ace and a timeout. The serve again by Mackenzie Henry. Goodland sets it to the far side to Mychek. Popped up by Larkin and now sent back to the net and pushed across to the back row by Lorcher. Goodland sets it near side. This is a spike by Lehman. Thunder dig that one out. They go to Reagan Garrity, who goes dink. Change up just over the block. And Garrity, the freshman, gets it on the floor. Couple points for her here during this nice run, and Henry will serve it again. Nemaw Central on quite a rally right now, leading 16-13. Back set, spike, and that's it out of bounds. Missed by Emma Lehman. Now 17-13 as the timeout could not stop the bleeding. The Thunder continue to roll. Mackenzie Henry will serve it again, leading by four now here in game number one. Battle of 0-2 teams in pool play. This one hit the net, went on across. Nemaw Central digs it with Gannstrom. Spike in the back row by Addie Holthaus, and that misses out. So just a bit too much on it. It'll be 17-14, but Man, from down 8 early to come back and take a 4-point lead, what a change of momentum and some guts shown by Nemaha Central for that comeback. Now you got to keep the pedal to the metal here. Don't let up. Short set pushed by Ella Larkin across. Cuthlin will set it to the far side. That is hit by Michek. Now Nemaha sets up Garrity again, and this one, did it hit the line? No, just out. Was it deflected? That's the question. Landed out, but I think Goodlin got a piece of it. Yeah, they did. A partial block by Goodlin at the net. Ella Larkin will serve it as Nemaha Central leading 18-14. Serve nearly bumped out of bounds by Goodlin. They have to push it across to free hit number 3. Henry sets it up. Here's Addie Holthaus. Hit a mile high. Goodlin pushes it up and falling into the net. Violation there for Emma Lehman. And the Thunder, who trail by 8, now lead by 5. It's their biggest lead. What a turnaround here in game 1. Serve just over the net, bumped under the net. And an ace serve again, 20-14. And another timeout taken by Goodwin. Angie Brumbaugh will try it again. Nemaha Central has scored 8 of the last 9 points. They lead by 6. And we're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company, manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Goodlin took a timeout, trailing 15-13, and now it's 20-14. Nemaha Central continues to put it on after trailing 7-0 and 9-1. Mentioned that hour break that Nemaha Central had. They had to shake off a little rust, get refocused and ready, and now they are looking unstoppable. Goodlin to the near side, cross-court spike, and it's in. Off the Thunder and out of bounds, Emma Lehman working the right front side. She'll drop back to serve, but the lead for the Thunder remains 5 points at 20-15. Served by Lehman to Ganstrom up near the net. Nice. Set by Mackenzie Henry. Tapped over by Samantha Nordis. Is back in there now for Nemaha Central. Here's a spike by Addie Holthaus. That's dug out by Goodlin. They'll have to spike from the back row on hit number 3. Ganstrom digs this one. Henry short sets it in the middle. Reagan Garrity is heating up. All of a sudden, the freshman is playing like a junior with confidence on the front row. Garrity as 3 or 4 points during this Nemaha Central turnaround effort. 21-15. Ganstrom serves. It hits the net. It goes across. A sliding save by Haley Bierman. A spike by Jaxie Michek. Nemaha Central keeps it alive. Henry sets it. Holthaus puts it away. Addie Holthaus. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. 22-15. Nemaha Central, another good serve by Ganstrom. Short set middle, quick attack there, but Nemaha Central blocked it, and a lift called against Goodlin after the block. Again, it was Garrity and Holthaus there in the middle at the net. And it's now 23-15. Nemaha Central needs just 2 points to win their first game of the state tournament. Jessica Cook told us during the pregame she thought competition would fade as the day went on. She thought their toughest matchups, the best teams they'd faced, were the two they faced early on, back-to-back, in Cheney and Heritage Christian. That indeed proved to be the case. And now another point here for the Thunder. That's game point at 24-15. Served by Taryn Ganstrom, trying to close out set one. Set for Goodlin, and the dink is there with the changeup by Lindsay Cure to keep the Cowgirls in it for the moment. 24-16. Nemaha Central's biggest lead there was 9 for a moment. Mackenzie Henry back sets. Big attack by Reagan Garrity, and this one is deflected by Goodlin. It's out of bounds, and that's the end of game 1. Nemaha Central victorious, making it look easy despite trailing early 9-1. The Thunder come back and win it 25-16. We owe you a three-minute timeout. We'll come back with Game 2 after this here on Kansaland Radio.
From start to finish, Countryside Feed is dedicated to providing quality feed for your animals. With the combination of Purina products and their very own Builder brand lineup, they cover cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, horses, poultry, and more. Make Countryside Feed your one-stop shop when it comes to feeding your farm. Talk to one of the experienced nutrition professionals or visit their website to learn more and find a dealer near you at countrysidefeed.com.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
You can't always rely on Mother Nature to allow you to get the job done during harvest, but you can rely on Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer, and their team of technicians to be there. Harvest is challenging enough, but no matter the weather, the time, or the problem, you know you have a partner in the fields and on the farm with Bruna Implement. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
It's fall, which means fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wanklin Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel. Gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wanklin Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Flipek with you. Nemaw Central victorious for the first time today in five sets. They just beat Goodland 25-16 in the opening game. Now set two underway. We're tied 1-1 as Goodland won the first point but then had an air serve into the net. So it's a 1-1 tie as the Cowgirls spike one here, dug out by Ganstrom. Nice sliding save in the back row to Addie Holthouse. That one goes under the net on the hit by Jaxie Minchek, and Nemaw Central leads 2-1. See if they can get off to a better start. They trailed 7-0 in game one. Nemaw Central was down 9-1. And an ace serve as Goodland win it. Was coming, thought it was going out. They stepped out of the way, and it landed on the line, and Taryn Ganstrom has herself an ace. Leads the team in aces, had 42 coming into the state tournament. Just got another one. She served part of the run, and Mackenzie Henry served a long part of that run for Nemaw Central to get back in it and take a commanding lead in game number one. Now Henry back sets it, and it's hit across the net by Samantha Nordis. Here's a spike by Jaxie Minchek. Nemaw digs this one out. They get it to Holthouse. That's dug out by Goodland. They'll try the spike. Minchek and finds it inside the back middle in front of a diving Ellie Ruschke. 3-2. Nemaw Central's lead is now 1. Emma Lehman is one of just two seniors on this Goodland team, and she will serve it Back set by Henry. Holthaus had to stop, then tapped it across. Goodland able to recover and get it over. Now Henry short sets, and a big hit by Samantha Nordis again. Nordis playing well here to start set two. A couple substitutions will bring in Bartoski to the front row, and also in and doing the serving now will be Lillian Shuliance. 4-2 Thunder. Won the first game, 25-16. After losing to Cheney 0-2 and also losing to Heritage Christian 0-2. Trying to end the season with a win. Here's a set across the net. Goodland dives and saves it. Set it up, and a block by the Thunder. Bartoski doing work. Now one-hand touch by Holthaus, and it falls on the Thunder side behind her. After the block by Goodland, Holthaus could only get a hand on it. The Cowgirls pull within one. Streaming online at MSCSports.net. High school football coming up tonight. Big game in the Big 7 playoff game. Sabatha will be at Nemaha Central. 7 o'clock kickoff here on 103.9 KNZA. Followed by our Community National Bank local high school scoreboard show tonight. Bartoski went with the left hand to get that one across. Now Goodland sets it over, and they go to Weeder for the dink. Hard hit by Nemaha, dug out in the back row by Ivins, the libero for Goodland. Now the spike by Weeder this time is off the block of Bartoski and hits the Thunder floor. So it is tied up. 4-4 our score. Goodland had lost only three times coming into the state tournament. There's an air serve, missed too long. The combined record for the eight teams at this state tournament, like 190-27. 190 wins, 27 losses, I believe. Unbelievable. I mean, you had one team with one loss. You had two teams with two losses. Three teams with three losses. So your top, this is Goodland, the number six seed, who came in with a record of 37-3. We've talked about it a lot, but worth repeating. As Nemo heads it into the net on the spike attempt, it'll be a point for Goodland, and we're tied again 5-5. But, man, this is about the best state tournament field you could hope. Seven number one seeds won their sub-state. Nemo Central, the number two seed, knocked off Hiawatha in their sub-state to get here. But some phenomenal records. There's no weak team or opponent in the 3A state tournament this year here in Hutchinson. Nemo sets it to Larkin, who gets it in front of the block of Goodland. Larkin getting the kill. And Nemo Central back on top, 6-5. Checking back in is Cassidy Redman. She'll be on the front line now with Bartoski and Larkin. The serve is bumped back over the net. Holthaus has it. The back set and the spike by Nemaha blocked out of bounds. Good set by Shuliance that time for the Thunder. And now Nordis will go out, and Ganstrom is back into the back row. Tied 6-6. Serve down the line. Julian goes to get the set. Goodland hits it twice, almost out of bounds. Has to tap it across by Weeder on the third hit. Now Addie Holthaus will spike from the back row for the Thunder. That's dug by Ivins. Set comes near side, winding up, and Emma Lehman puts it away. Thunder got a piece of it there. Rathman at the net. It ricocheted off her arm and stayed on the Thunder side as it hit the floor on the far side. Great serve there by Goodland, who now leads 7-6. Nemo Central dink by Larkin, saved by the Cowgirls. And now they dink it across with Weeder. High bump by Rathman, but the spike by Bartoski is into the net. Rathman says, hey, you're okay, let's go. Down two. It's Goodland 8, Nemaha Central 6 here in the second set. Olivia Lehman, the junior, serves, and Ganstrom going to get it. Ran out of real estate. The hit went towards the other court where Beloit and Smoky Valley are currently playing. Teams in the other pool. And there's a spike down by Bartoski for the point. So leading 9-6, Goodland. Now it's 9-7. Builds up a three-point lead. Coach Cook has still not used the timeout here in this final match at the state tournament this year. Kinsey Henry serving. Got Nemo on a great run to rally and pull away for the big win in the first set. This spike attempt out. Missed left by Lehman. And the Thunder are within one as Mackenzie Henry will serve it again. Kinsey Henry Only 13 service errors all season. Over 200 points to her credit. Spiked by Goodland. Kept alive by the Thunder. And Addie Holthouse will send it to the back left corner. Goodland retreats and gets it. Now they set it up. And near side Weeder taps it across. Thunder dig this one. Rethman hits it high. It's over the net. Tap back over by Goodland, but the Thunder are there. Now Garrity's set, and a block out of bounds by Goodland. Thunder get this point as Larkin's spike was blocked out of bounds, and Nemaw's tied it at 9-9. Nemaw Central led early on in this second set. Now trying to retake the lead, and they will with an ace serve. 10-9, Nemaw Central. How good has Mackenzie Henry been serving here in this match? Mackenzie Henry will serve with the Thunder now up by one. Chasing to the back row, Micek. Now Goodland spiked in the middle of the court, cross court down and in. That hit by Emma Lehman ties us at 10. Thunder won the first game 25-16. Both these teams lost to Cheney. Both these teams lost to Heritage Christian. Henry short back set. Ella Larkin, wow, good vision there as she sends it with the hand to the nearest sideline away from all the black jerseys. Thunder lead by one. And Ella Larkin, who just got that point, will serve here for the Thunder. Floats one deep to Micek. Now the set near side to Emma Lehman. Emma Central winds up and a hard hit by Cassidy Rathman. Big smile on her face. High five from Reagan Garrity and Addie Holthouse. Thunder look like they're having some fun. Great job there by Rathman to take a 12-10 lead. Goodland sets it and the spike. Dug out. Nice dig by Ganstrom in the back row. Now the hit by Holthouse. Goodland keeps it alive. No back set. Near side hit and that's down as Emma Lehman got it just in front of Ganstrom that time. Cowgirls will make a substitution, trailing by one. Omaha Central 12 and Goodland 11. A couple lead changes here in the second set so far. Larkin backpedals to get it. Nice set by Henry. Sent across the net by Garrity. Now the spike by Micek and a double hit called on that set by Goodland. Substitution for the Thunder. Back into the front line comes Samantha Nordis. Taryn Ganstrom goes back to serve. A great serve, almost an ace. Set across the net for Goodland. We have a net violation here. And it's against Goodland. Now Nemaw Central leads 14-11. Ganstrom serves it again to the libero Ivins. High set to the far side of the court. Tapped across. Ganstrom gets underneath it. Henry sets it up. Big hit by Addie Holthouse. Dug out by Goodland. Goodland from the far side. They spike it and off the hands of Ella Larkin out of bounds. Good to see Larkin out there playing. Again, missing about a little more than half of the season for Nemaha Central. Recovering from an injury. Was in a walking boot a month ago. And able to go a bit last week in sub-state and now here in the state tournament at Hutchinson as well. Left-handed spike. Nice save by Goodland with one-hand dive in the back row. Now on the third hit, they get it across, but it's out. Good communication there and court awareness of the Thunder. Henry telling Ganstrom, let it go, and they did, and now lead 15-12. Nemaw Central with two substitutions, Shulians and Bartoski back in for Nemaw. Julians will serve and handle the setting duties now for Coach Jessica Cook. Set by Goodland, missed time, putting on the brakes and now tapping it over the Cowgirls. Nemaw Central miscommunication as both Larkin and Holthouse thought that set was for them. They were trying to spike it from the middle of the court, kind of collided and could not get the ball across. So the lead is 2, 15-13. Ganstrom takes the serve. Julian sets, and the spike by Bartoski is off Goodland backwards and out of play. 16-13, Thunder by 3. They won the opening set 25-16. Now looking for win number 37 of the season. Serve popped up by Lehman, and now she gets it back, and two hands pushes it across. Ganstrom is there. Julian short set in the middle. Here's a big hit by Nordis, but Goodland is there to save it. Now the hit dug out by Addie Holthaus. She digs it over the net. Another dig by Ganstrom at the net. Popped up by Nemaha. This one is a spike by Goodland. Hit twice and over the net. Great effort by Nemaha Central. Chulion's got it across. And now a block attempt, but it comes in front of Ella Larkin. Nemaha still smiling. Boy, that was just some phenomenal effort to keep that ball alive. The ball was going back and forth over the net. Neither team really able to control it. Some great saves for both squads, but Goodland finally earns the point. Now a spike for Nemaha. Bumps back over. Ganstrom goes back to get it. Chulion sets it front middle, and the hit by Ella Larkin is, well, they called a lift on the set there by Chulion. So Nemaha's lead is only one. 16-15, Thunder advantage. Lindsay Cure, one of the 5'11 girls for Goodland, serves this one. Now the hit, and Bartoski gets the kill. Cassidy Rettman returns for Nemaha Central. 17-15, Thunder already up a game. And a service error. Well, that was not a good hit by Samantha Nordis. As she will come out, Ganstrom in, Nordis gets a smile somehow after a word from her head coach, Jessica Cook. At this point, you got to have fun, right? No pressure. Just go out, do what you've done, practiced and worked on all year, and try to have fun doing it in your final game of the season. The hit for Nemaha missed out of bounds by Bartoski. So we're tied again here at 17-17. And a serve into the net by Goodland. So they'll give it right back to Nemaha Central as Reagan Garrity comes in, and so does Mackenzie Henry, who will serve for Nemaha Central. Mackenzie ready as she looks to the bench and now serves it from right to left, leading by one in the Thunder. Set near side, blocked by Nemaha. They punch it twice but can't get it over the net after Garrity and Larkin were there for the block. Alexa Weider serves for Goodland. Larkin takes it. Now they get it near side, and Garrity down the line. It's in. Point for the Thunder to take a 19-18 lead. Reagan Garrity has been really good here in this match. Larkin serves to Jackson Michek. Now Michek gets it back, but it's stuffed at the net. Cassidy Rethman, and again Garrity there from the Thunder. Reagan Garrity. Next to Cassidy Rettman, the two tallest on the Thunder squad. 20-18, Nemaha Central. Larkin takes this hit, set by Henry. Spike by Addie Holthaus is good for point number 21. 3-point Thunder lead, timeout by Goodland. Our first timeout here in set number two, called by Angie Brumbaugh of the Cowgirls. We'll take it as well. Nemaha Central leading 21-18, and we're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers, SureCrop Fertilizers in Seneca, Kansas are ready to work for you. Take advantage today of semi-load discounts, pre-season discounts, and flexible financing options. Balance your crop's nutritional needs and plan your farm's success. Balanced crops, healthy crops. Healthy crops, optimum yield. Call SureCrop today at 800-635-4743. Or stop by our office west of Seneca. Give your crops a great start with SureCrop. Call SureCrop today at 800-635-4743.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Flukeback with you here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Nemaha Central tried to finish their season with a W. Final match of the year. They won the first game 25-16 over Goodland and now lead 21-18 with the timeout called by Goodland. First one called here in the second set. Nemaha needing four more points for the victory. Ella Larkin will serve it from right to left for the Thunder. Goodland's bump right near the net. Set up and the spike, and the Thunder dig it out. Now set by Garrity, hit across by Addie Holthaus. Nice dig by Henry on that previous play. Goodland taps it across. Holthaus is there. Henry sets it short middle. Reagan Garrity almost through the block. Goodland able to pop it up and keep it alive. And two-hand push to the back right corner. Holthaus got there, but it goes back out of play. And missed it by Nemaha there. We'll make it 21-19. So out of the timeout, Goodland gets the point. Their libero, Brooklyn Ivins, will score. Running jump serve for the libero in the gold jersey for Goodland. The Great Western Athletic Conference. Goodland back sets and the spike into the net. Missed it there by Emma Lehman. And now the Thunder need just 3 points. It'll be Ganstrom serving. Trying to close out a victory. Cowgirls playing their second straight match. They lost to Cheney in 3 games just a little bit ago. Nearly an ace by Ganstrom. And a lift called by Goodland on a tough second hit there after a diving save on the serve. And now Nemaha needs just 2 more points. As they substitute in Marley Lutz. And we got another timeout taken by Goodland. We'll step away as well. 23-19. Nemaha Central trying to close out the game, set, and match. We return in half a minute here on KNZA.
Is manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cooking Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Flupak with you here in Hutchinson, 23-19. Nemaha Central trying to complete the victory against Goodland. Serve again by Tara Ganstrom. First hit backwards, second brought back in play, and third one gets the ball across the net. Mackenzie Henry sets this one over to the far side. The hit by Marley Lutz is blocked but out of bounds. And now a lot of game match set point opportunities coming up for the Thunder. Ganstrom will try to finish it out. One of the Nemaha Central seniors leading 24-19. Good serve. Goodland's hit. Spike is out of bounds and the Thunder win it. 25-16, 25-19. Nemaha Central makes quick work of Goodland. They finish 1-2 in pool play. Most importantly, the Thunder finished their season with a victory, their 37th of the year, and send out 5 seniors on this team with a victory. More coming up. We'll go through postgame when we take this time out first here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
From start to finish, Countryside Feed is dedicated to providing quality feed for your animals. With the combination of Purina products and their very own Builder brand lineup, they cover cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, horses, poultry, and more. Make Countryside Feed your one-stop shop when it comes to feeding your farm. Talk to one of the experienced nutrition professionals or visit their website to learn more. And find a dealer near you at countrysidefeed.com.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
You can't always rely on Mother Nature to allow you to get the job done during harvest, but you can rely on Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer, and their team of technicians to be there. Harvest is challenging enough, but no matter the weather, the time, or the problem, you know you have a partner in the fields and on the farm with Bruna Implement. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Fuel your vehicle and your school with Ag Partners Co-op. Through the end of the year, Ag Partners Co-op will be donating a portion of sales from every gallon sold at their Card Troll locations to benefit local schools. Ag Partners Card Troll locations include Axel, Corning, Denton, Powhatan, Robinson, Seneca, and Willis. Funds from those locations will be donated to schools in those areas. Need a patron fuel card? Call the office at 785-336-6153 and choose option 2. Fuel your vehicle and your school with Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call, Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here to the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Nemaw Central able to finish their season with a victory. They end the year 37-8 with one win after two losses previously here today in Hutchinson. Nemaw Central played pretty well. Goodland just never really recovered. The crazy thing about this final match is that Nemaw Central was down 7-0 and 9-1 right out of the gate. Coach Cook never even called a timeout, and somehow the switch got flipped and the Thunder turned it on, and the power just kept getting stronger as the lead grew then throughout the rest of the match. Nemaw Central winning the first game 25-16. They were on one heck of a run as they tied it for the first time at 13-13. They went ahead 20-14 and then led 24-15. So Nemaw Central went on from a 13-13 tie, they went on a 12-2 run to finish off that set one. Pretty impressive win for Nemaw Central over Goodland. In the second set, Goodland was ahead early, but Nemaw Central came back. We were tied at 17. The Thunder went ahead 21-18, and Goodland called a timeout. Thunder up 23-19. Goodland called another timeout, but the Thunder kept cruising to the victory, getting the final 2 points to win that second game 25-19. So a pretty dominating performance for Nemaw Central. Good to see Ella Larkin out there playing pretty comfortable coming back from the injury. And good to see the seniors having a huge part of this team's success. Boy, Mackenzie Henry serving and setting, and Ganstrom serving and digs were phenomenal in the back row. Those two girls doing a lot of work and a big part of their serving when Nemaw Central was getting on the runs. Bartoski able to get a couple kills, and her blocking presence phenomenal at the net for Nemaw Central. And also senior Cassidy Rathman played very well. She got a kill in that final game and was doing great work defensively at the net with several blocks, teaming up with Reagan Garrity on a few of them in that final match. So those five seniors win their volleyball career, pretty impressive. It stayed 3 of the 4 years they were in high school, and certainly Nemaw Central had hoped to win and advance to tomorrow in the semifinals at 9 a.m. It just wasn't quite in the cards, and Coach Cook knew it. She talked about it. Number one, the whole bracket from top to bottom, the eight teams that made this 3A state tournament, all just phenomenal. It was a loaded bracket, and then you can make a case with the pool play. Nemaw Central might be the third or fourth best team here at state, but Heritage Christian and Cheney were just tough, tough draws for this Thunder squad. I mean, maybe Smoky Valley, the best team, but I would say Nemaw and Smoky Valley are maybe the two best teams at the state tournament behind Cheney and Heritage Christian. And it just happened to be that Nemaw's first two games of the state tournament were against Cheney and Heritage Christian. It really wasn't a great draw. Top seed Eureka's lost to Riverton. Also, Eureka and Riverton, teams that haven't been here for over a decade in that other pool play. Certainly, Nemaw would have loved to have an opportunity to play some of those, but you can't control that. You can come out and play your best, and Nemaw Central certainly did. They played Cheney really well. I mean, that was expected to be their toughest game right out of the gate this morning. Both those sets were tied 21-21, but Nemaw Central ended up losing by 4 and by 2 points to Cheney. And then just didn't play well against Heritage Christian. I guess that second game, to have the quick turnaround and play a second match. We saw it for Goodland here just a moment ago as they had lost a tough one to Cheney and then just didn't play well against Nemaw. Nemaw Central, when they played back-to-back, lost that second match today against Heritage Christian and just couldn't get anything to really go right in that contest. They lost 25-20 and 25-17 against Heritage Christian, but do get the win over Goodland to wrap up the state tournament and wrap up the 2021 high school volleyball season. Congratulations to Coach Jessica Cook and company, and they'll be a favorite next year. I mentioned early on in the broadcast today, but if you didn't hear me or worth repeating, listen to this. Nemaw Central JV, undefeated this year. Nemaw Central freshman, undefeated this year. So Nemaw Central did not lose a game besides the seven that they lost on the varsity court. And they're bringing back, you know, half their players for varsity, plus an undefeated JV and an undefeated freshman team. Nemaw Central not going anywhere. They are a perennial power, continue to be a favorite in not only the Big 7 League, but the state, again, heading into next season. So they'll bring back a good group of juniors like Ellie Ruschke, Ellie Larkin, Addie Holthouse, Julian, Samantha Nordis, and Marley Lutz, plus Reagan Garrity, who got some varsity action as a freshman this year. That'll be a good group of six seniors next year coming back for Nemaw Central to lead this squad for Coach Jessica Cook. So congratulations again, ending the season with a victory over Goodland, finishing 1-2 today in pool play and wrapping up the year with 37 wins against just 8 losses. My thanks to all of our sponsors, our studio engineer, Brian Hurt. Again, this afternoon we have JCN Volleyball in Class 2A. That action will all be live on on CARE FM 93.7. JCN's first match, I believe, scheduled to start around 3:30 today. High school football on Kansaland Radio tonight. Sabetha at Perry LeCompton, 7 o'clock kick for high school football tonight, followed by the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Of course, keep up to date with everything here during the fall sports postseason with schedules, results, and much more, all online at mscsports.net. It's been a pleasure bringing you the call. We'll get back into regular programming here as we hit 2 o'clock on your local sports authority, KNZA 103.9 FM, Hiawatha. This has been Justin Fluke. So long, everyone. Thanks for listening.